And welcome in. It's the 5 o'clock hour of The Drive Home. The weekend is here on a Friday afternoon. Rich Kimble along with Ryan Wehning and Brian Stackpole on Downtown, presented each afternoon by Hollywood Casino in Bangor, home of the Celebrity Bar and Grill, monthly specials, and a robust menu with your favorite American grill options. They open up every day at 11:30, the Celebrity Bar and Grill at Hollywood Casino, 500 Main Street in downtown Bangor. In this hour, we'll talk with Mike Halford, Pro Hockey Talk, NBC Sports. Maine softball coach Lynn Coots will join us, Danny Cashman of The Night Show, and we kick things off this hour by talking Patriots with Tim Whalen Jr., who covers the Pats for the Metro West Daily News. Tim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Rich. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. Been a busy week for the month of May, when things are usually a bit lighter than this.
Absolutely. This a new hit comes along each day, and it's been pretty dizzying. And no one's coming away looking that great at the moment. Today you have the appeal, the details of the appeal filed by the NFLPA for Brady's four-game suspension by NFLPA General Counsel Tom DePasso, and he really kind of went item by item as to why Tom Brady is appealing this. But you look at that appeal, you have Roger Goodell will be hearing it, so that's something to look at going forward.
Are you surprised that the Patriots have gone all in on this?
I am a little bit, but they went all in from the start. So really, once that happened, they really couldn't issue any kind of mea culpa, if you start out in something, not a lie, but if you start out going down a certain road, you have to keep going. It looks like that's their attitude towards it. So when it first started, you'll remember Tom Brady's about 45-minute long press conference where he basically acted as if he's never done anything with a football, that they kind of roll him out there and he plays with them as they're given to him. But now, looking at the Wells report, there's definitely, it looks like he might like them a certain way, which he didn't say at the time, which is not a crime at all. But now that there's more information coming out, they are still defending their ground. But Tom Brady, at some point he should have to speak. He's had his lawyer who's kind of done a tour around New England media, Don Yee, and stating his client's case. But at some point, it would be nice to see a statement from Tom Brady himself on this. But looking at that Wells report in context, little website that the Patriots created yesterday, they're really they're laying the groundwork for a big defense. And they have a lot of work to do in the eye of the public. Whether I think a lot of people have made up their mind, no matter what new news comes out on this, but they have a reputation at stake of the owner, of the integrity of the whole organization, not just Tom Brady. So at this point, after a very severe punishment was handed down, all bets are off.
Well, how far will they go? Because I can't see this ever getting to a court of law. If they didn't want to make McNally available for a second interview, and if Brady didn't want to surrender his cell phone or even his cell phone transcripts during the conversation, right, I can't imagine them wanting to go through open discovery when everything, every communication within the organization becomes available.
Absolutely. I don't think it gets that far with the organization, but I think Tom Brady has every right to appeal. I think his suspension, almost unprecedented, four games for what he did that has not been proven as yet, general awareness and all those terms, more probable than not, that the NFL defines as the burden of proof. But to give a guy four games for that, he has every right to appeal. But like you said, it would be letting a lot of people behind the curtain. And if you want your organization subject to a real, like a colonoscopy, I guess you could call it, go right ahead. But I don't see the Patriots going down that road. And I think those punishments will stick, because then Robert Kraft would have to go after the very thing he's helped build, which is this league, this commissioner. He and Goodell were best buddies. You think about, not best buddies, but you look at after the Ray Rice debacle went down and that video came out, Robert Kraft was one of the first ones front and center on CBS This Morning defending the commissioner. So their relationship is at stake, but at the end of the day, Roger Goodell, it looks like he chose his relationship with the other owners over his with Robert Kraft when he helped out in handing down this decision.
Tim Whalen, Metro West Daily News, with us on Downtown. And I look at it as two separate things. The punishment, I think anybody reasonable looks at that and says it's excessive, given even if he is guilty, it's a ridiculous level of punishment. The other side is what actually happened. And the more you hear, the more smoke and mirrors are thrown out. I think it gets away from the feeling I had at the beginning, which is if Tom Brady had just opened up back in January, I feel like this all would have been over a long time ago. Am I wrong in that?
No, I don't think you are at all. I think they got into the mode of, they knew they had a big game to prepare for. So, you know, they are so tied up and ignore the noise through the season that even this, they had no idea what it would spiral into. Or maybe someone in the, you know, upper echelons of the offices knew, but as far as how they approached it at that time, it's almost like they really wanted to put it to the side. Here's our explanation. I know nothing, and let's move on because we have to prepare for the Seahawks. And that might have bitten them, as, you know, did they have any idea that a 243-page report would end up coming out on this, that you know, a team that's already guilty before being proved, you know, before innocent in a lot of people's eyes around the country, that it would just spiral into the kind of storm it is, where they're, you know, less popular to a lot of people right now than the Yankees and Lakers and name any other, you know, hateable professional sports franchise. And this is outside the six-state region. You know, obviously people have dug in their heels to here as well. So it's really hard to describe. I'd say a big problem was that the initial leak, when it came out that it was 11 of 12 balls were 2 PSI under, I think it was Chris Mortensen from ESPN, and that was proven wrong, and the NFL never did anything to really correct that, you know, and that was a leak from in their offices, you have to assume, and that was never corrected. So you wonder the motives, you know, of the NFL, shown that their integrity is sometimes not top notch.
Yeah, integrity in the NFL, those shouldn't even be used in the same sentence. But exactly. Having said that, do you think there are legitimately people in that NFL office that were out to get the Patriots?
I think that you look at Mike Kensel, who was in, and some of the things that you know, Patriots sources say that he said to them at halftime after they mentioned the balls, you know, using curses like, you know, you're in trouble now. There could be something to that, and it's hard to explain why in the Wells report they talk about Walt Anderson, the referee, in such glowing terms, and what an upstanding character he is, but they don't do the same for Tom Brady, you know, who has done for 15 years nothing but right by the league. You know, not saying Walt Anderson isn't. I'm just saying that it's just funny how slanted that was, and that they let that dictate everything. To me, the Wells report was like having an attorney get up, state his case, and then just saying, okay, this trial, you know, let's go to the final decision, without letting the other side state their case. Obviously, the Patriots have as well. There's holes in what they're saying as well. You know, you can get into all that with the deflator meaning weight loss and all that, and I think that's the headline that a lot of people who want to call the Patriots guilty latched on to. So It's a big old mess, and I think I actually forgot your original question on this one.
No, I think you answered it there, whether or not there were people in the NFL offices. And if there were, and you would think that Bob Kraft, that Bill Belichick, would be aware of that, and knowing that, did they play right into their hands by trying to sweep this under the rug?
Absolutely. It's just a cliche, and it's as tired as the day is long that, you know, after – you throw the gate on this, I think it was after Watergate that the cover-up is worse than the crime. Got thrown around a lot, so that seems to be the case. They, you know, they can put lack of cooperation. It's such a vague term. So they can dictate the punishment, you know, as long as they want. There's really no precedent as far as how much lack of cooperation, what are the lines, the gray areas of lack of cooperation. So, at some point, They could have been a little more forthright with their approaches, you know, who knows. And who knows, Bill Belichick really skated on this. There's really, you know, besides the draft pick and everything, but his name, he was excused from the report, as was Robert Kraft, of any knowledge of this. So, so who knows exactly what they knew. It's hard to think that Tom Brady didn't know something. I mean, I have my own inferences on it, but I think everyone does. Mm. And I don't think he was guilty of anything nefarious. I think he did like the ball at a 12.5. And these ball boys might have, but these guys might have carried out those duties. But the thing with McNally is he's not even, it's not his job description to even do anything with the balls. He's supposed to just be helping the officials in the official locker room on game day. So it's hard to understand at the moment.
Well, Tim, the good news is after you get done covering all this, you'll also be able to help out with anything on the legal side for the paper as well with all this court experience.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Yep, with Aaron Hernandez. I did the early days of that, and then I moved aside and let the news people handle that. So yeah, it's just this franchise and this league. It stays in the news in May. This is when it's supposed to be a little sleepier, I think, around the NFL. But of course, the news cycle. We know that the NFL is more popular, it seems, than all three of the other leagues combined. So if anything big is going on there, it's going to steal the headlines away.
Absolutely. Well, 3 months, we'll get back to talking about games. Until then, all Deflategate all the time. Tim, thanks as always for joining us, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
Tim Whalen, Metro West Daily News 17. 17-